All right, joining us on 93 WIBC is Matt Fillenworth, the assistant police chief for the Greenwood Police Department. Matt, understand there was a difficult set of circumstances that happened this morning, an accident where two teenagers were hit around 4:30 this morning near US 31. Just kind of walk us through what you guys know about that so far.
Yes, so about 4:30 this morning, we had a report of two kids that were struck on Worsville Road. We had a 17-year-old and a 15-year-old Greenwood residents. Both were transported to the hospital. One was taken to Riley and the other was taken to Methodist. Both are listed right now as that they're in stable condition.
Okay, so we had heard that they were seriously injured, or are they? It sounds like their conditions are improving.
Yes.
Okay. Did anybody witness this? Have any witnesses told you anything about what they saw?
Yeah, they had a third friend there that did not get hit. And right now, based on his description and some of the debris that we found in the roadway belonging to the suspect's vehicle, right now we're looking for between a 2009 to a 2012 dark Chevy Traverse.
Okay, so dark Chevy Traverse. What was the year again?
It's between 2009-2012, and it should have some substantial front-end damage.
Okay. Anything else that's pertinent to the investigation that you want to tell us here?
No, that's about it for now, and we still have detectives out, you know, working on the case as we're talking now.
Okay. Did they see any which direction that car may have driven off to, or is that kind of up in the air at this point?
Yes. No, it was last seen traveling west on Worsville Road after it struck the two boys.
Okay. I know police were out there, cleaning up the scene, and I know that took a while. Is everything cleaned up from where the accident happened?
Yes. We opened the road back up about 7:45 this morning.
Okay. Matt Fillenworth, the Assistant Chief of Police at Greenwood PD. Matt, thank you so much, and we appreciate you passing along the information. Good luck in the investigation.
Sure thing, John. Thank you.